The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love of God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." Then he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when our Lord was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" what did he respond? "To love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind, all your soul and all your strength." And what do you say to the Pharisees today? That's what you've forgotten. You're so attentive to trying to do holy things, you forgot the essence of holiness, and that is love of God. And that's what we ought to be most attentive to. And it's such a great reminder to all of us, and I think in a particular way to priests, right? You're doing all these holy things. Are you focusing on the essential? Right? Are you seeking above all to do all things out of love for God and to grow in love for Him? And I was listening to one of these CDs in the back of the church recently, and the speaker just presented the question, "Do you love God more today than you did a year ago?" And I really had to think about that and take that to prayer and say, "Gosh, Lord, am I growing in love for you?" One of the beautiful things about the writings of St. Teresa of Avila is when she talked about perfection and growth in holiness, it was all about love. She would say this. She said, "The smallest thing done for love of God is priceless. Anything we do out of love for God has an everlasting value." On one occasion, she said to God, "I desire nothing but to love you." Right? And I want every single aspect of my life to simply be done for that reason, because I love you. And I want to focus on one thing today from her teaching and to send you away with this. St. Teresa of Avila, she said, "Love is always unitive." If we're growing in love for someone, we are becoming more one with that person, right? And we know that above all out of the sacrament of marriage, right? The two become one flesh. She would say this is above all true of our relationship with God. The closer we grow to Him, the more we ought to come to the understanding that He dwells in us. And I want to read just two quotes from her. She said, "The little heaven of our soul is where the maker of heaven and earth resides. Consider the Lord as very deep within your souls. Such a thought is more alluring and fruitful than thinking of Him as outside of them." And so, my brothers and sisters, every time we pray, we ought to try to be conscious of where we are focusing on God. When we pray, do we pray to Him as dwelling within us? When we send up a quick prayer to God, do we talk to Him who lives in us? Or are we praying to Him out there somewhere? Because the reality is, He's already in us if we're in a state of grace. And that union will increase the deeper we come to the knowledge of that truth. And we will love Him more and more when we realize that we're already one with Him.